One of the biggest financial scandals to have ever happened in Northern Ireland. Under the government's watch, £400 million of your money has been allowed to go up in smoke. A scheme was designed. Just wait for this. Do you believe it? A scheme was designed which ultimately meant people were incentivized to turn heaters on as much as they could, open the windows, and the more heat they would generate, the more profit they would make. Here's what I want you to do as you're driving into work this morning, or you're sitting at home and you don't think that the benefits are enough to pay the heating in your house, or you're sitting on a waiting list and you're waiting for a hip replacement, and we hear that, you know, if only we had more money in Northern Ireland. Here's what I want you to do if you're driving into work this morning. See, when you get your pay slip this month because you've worked hard, I want you to look at the tax that you're handing over, and then remember that Northern Ireland will burn £400 million of your tax money up in smoke. A whistleblower went to Arlene Foster in October 2013. She passed the concerns about how people were being incentivized, basically, to burn money up in smoke, to her officials. Arlene Foster knew this story was coming out this week. She is in China. Her colleagues in the DUP promised they would speak to you on this show this morning. 25 minutes ago, the DUP pulled out of talking to you on this show this morning. One of the biggest financial scandals to have ever happened to your money in Northern Ireland. And they were told about it. And they were warned about it. And a whistleblower was jumping up and down saying, please look at this. And still they did nothing about it. And this £400 million, it looks likely that you'll be paying that back over the next 20 years. Jim Allister, leader of the TUV, with us this morning. You know, sometimes I'm accused of exaggerating, Jim, and maybe I do, but my goodness, there are very few people, even those who aren't turning up today, like the DUP, who are disputing that this is one of the worst scandals they've ever hit Northern Ireland.
Yes, this is staggering, but it's not just staggering; it's inexcusable, because not only did Arlene Foster fail to act adequately on the whistleblower's complaints, but she was the minister who initially signed off the scheme knowing that they had not followed the GB template. The GB template for this scheme had a tiering system, a cap effectively, which meant there wouldn't have been the runaway costs, that it wouldn't have been a situation where subsidy exceeded the cost of the raw materials that the consumer was putting into the boilers. And yet, deliberately, unconsciously, they didn't follow that template. So they set this up for this huge loss. And that has never been explained, why they ignored the GD template. And then to ignore the obvious concerns of the whistleblower and to simply say, nothing to see here, move on. And all the time, the meter is running for the next 20 years in Northern Ireland, with contractual obligations entered into with those under the scheme, which would be very difficult to disentangle. This is a massive financial bungle, and this is squander made in Stormont. If this has happened under a direct rule minister, the DUP wouldn't have any hesitation in being in your programme. They'd be on jumping up and down. But this is squander made in Stormont, overseen by the lady who is now our First Minister, and it is a millstone round her neck for the next 20 years.
The whistleblower, when she wrote in 2016, in January 2016, to the then Office of First and Deputy First Minister, gave them a number of examples. The allegations included a farmer who has no need for a biomass boiler is aimed to collect approximately £1 million for heating an empty shed. Over the next 20 years, £1 million he's going to get for heating an empty shed. And our government was told about that, and they did nothing to stop it.
It's inexcusable, utterly inexcusable. And to hear Mr. Hamilton this morning on Radio Ulster trying to pass the buck to officials, you know, ministers are there to head a department. They have a special advisor as well, who's their eyes and ears in all these things. And yet, Mr. Hamilton this morning would have us believe nothing to do with the minister, a fear of officials. But if it were, how many officials have been disciplined? Not one. But the people who are being penalised are the people of Northern Ireland who are going to be down £400 million out of our block grant, which covers our vital day-to-day services.
Mr.
And that was foreseeable and knowable, and nothing was done about it.
Mr. Hamilton's another person who we invited onto the programme this morning. He didn't want to talk to me either. Another allegation that the whistleblower set in front of OFM, DFM, large factories with no previous heating have installed three biomass boilers with the intention to run them all year round in order to collect approximately £1.5 million. That wasn't stopped either. That didn't raise a red flag enough to stop it either. By the way, all these businesses are doing who I've quoted, they're working within the scheme that our government designed.
Yes, our government gave them a blank cheque, so to speak, and they took it. And in that sense, you can't fault the businesses, though it was maybe sharp practice on the part of some. But I do think that we do need to see published the list of the beneficiaries. You know, ordinary farmers in this country have published on the government website every penny of single farm payment that they get. Why are these beneficiaries of this scheme being hidden from public view? Why has the minister refused, in answer to a question to myself and to others, to agree to publish the names of the beneficiaries so that there could be further scrutiny to see were these genuine applications in every case, or was there a further layer of ripping off the taxpayer in regard to this matter?
I take it there are phones in China. So let's just hear if the First Minister has scrambled to a phone either yesterday or this morning to reassure the public in Northern Ireland how seriously she is taking the £400 million of spend that has happened under her watch, a scheme when she was in charge of a department. Let's just hear the minister's pronouncements to reassuring the people of Northern Ireland from China. Oh my goodness, has Arlene not been speaking from China about this? My goodness.
Says it all, Stephen. There is no defence to this. The only proper action in response to this is that head should roll. That's not just within the civil service, but the political head of a department who is asleep at the wheel, as Arlene Foster patently was, should equally be considering her position, because it is her inaction and her asleep at the wheel which is costing us all for the next 20 years.
Arlene Foster has sent through a statement. Of course, remember with statements, she can't follow up questions, she can't challenge. But here's a statement. I'm not sure if this is a statement from China or not, but here's a statement from Arlene Foster. I accept and support the finding and recommendations of the Northern Ireland Audit Office in relation to the RHI. In retrospect, it is clear there were significant failings with the design of the scheme which should have been identified. Did you have any failings, Arlene Foster? Did you have any? Hold on, I just want to send my questions to China today. Did you have any feelings, Arlene? As the minister, does the buck stop with you because you were the minister of the department? When people are thinking of their taxes this morning, their £400 million, when they get up in the morning and they go out, and the milkmen and the plumbers and the electricians and the nurses and the doctors and the teachers who are looking for pay rises. You know, in the public sector, people are fighting for 1% pay rises. And First Minister, all the way to China, here's my question. For those people who are told there is no money to give you a significant pay rise, how do they stomach, under your watch, £400 million pounds of their money going up in smoke? Do you, Arlene Foster, owe an apology to the people of Northern Ireland? I would love to have asked these questions to the DUP representative, who was due to be on the programme this morning, but suddenly pulled out half an hour ago. Arlene Foster continues in her statement, "I am eager that urgent action is taken to address the very significant financial implications of the ongoing costs of the RHI scheme, and the executive is currently examining ways to mitigate the costs of this scheme. Simon Hamilton has indicated he plans to bring forward a proposal early in the new year that would substantially reduce the cost of this scheme." Well, Simon, what is that proposal? How is it going to work? How confident are we that you're going to get some of our money back?